do it.
Good morning, it's Brackets Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
The lovely Kiki.
Morning.
Morning. You sound a little, are you sick? I'm a little stuffy. Is it the, this no. time of year?
It's that microphone, that's what it is.
Is that, I do know that Michigan allergies have really kicked your ass, so.
Yeah, a little bit. I had sinus issues at the golf course just from being outside, and it was rainy and cloudy. It kind of squeezes my head.
You know what, try that microphone. It may be that microphone.
No, it's definitely that microphone.
Yeah, try it. Just try that microphone.
You guys are so dumb.
This isn't a trick.
He's not wrong. That mic sucks.
Yeah, that mic is. It sounds.
But I have been using that mic.
That's
forever.
So much better.
Sounds so much different.
Okay, well, I have been using that mic this entire time.
I know. I'm not mad at you. There's something going on with that mic. There. You sound delightful now. What?
She's not in the mood.
Why are you so mad? I'm just
She's
saying,
not in the
use
mood.
A better mic.
Okay, got it.
You sound great now.
Damn, dude. This is when you just. This is when you know when you could feel it.
Serious question.
It's like one more joke, and she's out.
But I wasn't even joking. I was saying you sound like sick, and then you use a different mic. You don't sound sick. I'm just helping.
Are you? It doesn't matter.
No. What were you about to say? Don't.
Are you going to the mall later? Is what I was going to say. That's all I was
going
to ask.
I've learned this.
If you were going to the mall.
There's territory where you get into it and she gives you signs where it's like, I'm not in the mood for it.
Right.
And then like one or two more jokes. Because I've done it plenty
with
my wife.
But I wasn't joking.
See, that doesn't matter.
No.
You can be completely serious.
Yep.
I'm sweating right now. Like she was, and I'm just like, just use a different mic. Oh.
Well, next time, just say, hey, try the other mic. No big deal.
Here's the funny thing. Okay, you know what? I'm going
to
say.
But I have to sound sick and disgusting.
I didn't say disgusting. I said you're just putting words in my mouth now, lady.
Ooh, this is where it starts. Ladies and gentlemen, if you and your wife, girlfriend, mom, whatever, kids.
Because I'm already this deep.
If the conversation starts this way, just go your opposite way.
Stop by your head.
I'm going to do it right now because I'm already behind.
Oh, Lord.
It is her time of the month. But you're so funny on your period, though, because you will get.
Boy. Why are you talking about?
You will get so mad like that, but then I can get you to laugh like really hard. You are a roller coaster of emotions, and it is fun. It is fun.
It's fun for you? Good.
It's fun.
I'm so glad.
It's kind of nice. So is it going to be nice today?
Hunter literally was getting ready to jump out the window.
Seriously.
See, that's what I mean right there. She's laughing. I'm going to get murdered later. But
I'm going to cry.
I don't want to get murdered.
Here's the thing is I'm going to say the thing that she's going to stab me for, but then I'm also going to say something while she's stabbing me, and then she's going to laugh about it. She's going to laugh while murdering you.
And then I'll cry later.
And then because you make, I murdered him, but it was funny.
Planning this out, so the time it's going to take for her to grab a knife and do the deed on you, I could probably get out of the door.
I think so. Just remember, she's good at throwing, so that's probably what she's going to do, so just duck.
Oh, yeah. She's got an axe?
Just duck and cover, roll through, you'll be fine. Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Look at that making face. You smarter so every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
I'm so glad people know my cycle.
As always.
Every single
month. I'm sure there's some listeners out there that already got it marked on a calendar. I'm not the weird one here. As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, motorcycle, axe throwing, boat insurance. They got it all. Chris insures rental homes, vacation homes, rentals, Airbnb. So if you got one of those, maybe something on some water and you need it insured, Chris has got you covered.
Boom.
Chris. What?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Absolutely nothing.
Did you say Christmas?
Does he cover periods?
Oh my gosh. Stop.
Like if my wife, I'm not Kiki, I'm hypothetically speaking, if she's mad at me and she burns down something, is that covered?
I'm just saying. She's boiling, bro.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. You know what? I got a fun one. Let's do.
I know where this is going.
I lost it.
You know what fun means? It means it's going to piss you off. That's what it's going to be.
Accountability buddy.
Accountability buddy?
Yeah. Accountability buddy.
He's somebody that holds you accountable. A buddy that holds you accountable. Right?
Accountability buddy. I mean, you're there, but you're not there.
It's a buddy you can count on to help you pay a bill.
Wow, you really broke that one down.
Okay, but he was halfway right. So not the reason, but
no.
A guy you can count on to be your wingman?
In a kind
or take the other chick?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, maybe in a sense. Yeah. In a sense, kind
of. It works for a lot of
accountability
things.
Buddy. It's a friend, maybe a best friend, who you get into trouble with and who's someone you can be responsible for your actions. So, like, Hunter, you're my accountability buddy.
Okay.
I know more than likely if I'm accountable for something, you're my buddy that was involved. You're my accountability buddy.
I like that.
Okay. That's right. Your accomplice.
Danielle is your accountability buddy.
Correct.
That's right. That you're accomplishing things. I am accountable for something, more than likely, my buddy was there.
Yeah.
Hunter, my accountability buddy.
Gotcha. Oh, that's fun. I like that one.
See, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So if an axe goes flying across the studio and hits him in the chest,
yeah,
I'm his accountability buddy, right?
Kind of, yeah, because you should have been there to jump in front of the axe for
right.
me. Why wouldn't you jump in front of that axe for me, Hunter?
No, I'm not.
No. Slow motion, too. Right. Why'd you do it in slow motion? Just regular speed to get in front of that axe. You accountability buddy bastard.
Attention, local.